Stratford City Council had plenty of praise for the draft vision and guiding principles that the ad hoc Grand Trunk Renewal Committee formulated. Mark Hunter was one of the councillors that praised the work the committee did at the most recent council meeting on Monday. "But the guidelines are vague, and I think they have to be vague," Hunter said. "And that makes me question the value of seeking public input at this point. My interest is saving both time and money, and if I thought public input was going to advance these principles, I can see some value, but I would be inclined to vote to move ahead with them." Emily Robson, Corporate Initiatives Lead for the City of Stratford, said that the public input is part of the process, to make sure that everyone can be heard, though said that Hunter touches upon an important point. How can the committee get deliberate and clear recommendations from the public? How do we engage on these ideas and principles in a way that feels relevant to people, and that we can move forward? Robson asked. "I can't exactly say what the tool is going to look like, but your comment is exactly right. Since the beginning of the year, when the committee began to meet regularly, they have been developing draft principles that will provide a framework for how the Grand Trunk Renewal Project will be developed. Together, they brainstormed ideas and filtered which were important, which could be grouped together, and revised and clarified them." Larry McCabe pointed out that the city is currently undergoing an official plan review, wondering if there is a way to dovetail its review and the Grand Trunk Renewal together, for efficiency's sake. Robson agreed, saying that Adam Betteridge, the city's director of building and planning, is a non-voting member of the committee and is keeping up with both processes. Council voted to have the draft principles be used as the basis for community consultation, which will then be used by staff to finalize the principles, for approval later in 2024, with only Hunter opposing. "The principles will be taken to the wider community in a variety of ways, like pop-up events, engagement through Engage Stratford, and on-site signage and tours. The draft principles approved by council are sustainable and fiscally responsible. Create a more sustainable and resilient community. The Grand Trunk development will ensure environmental, social, and financial sustainability by adopting leading sustainability technologies to achieve net zero carbon emissions, generating new revenue for the city, pursuing partnerships that serve the community, celebrate past and future forward, design with a focus on the past, present, and future. Our approach will encourage designs that honor the past, address current needs, and prepare for the future. The story of Stratford's community, resilience and reinvention will be reflected by celebrating the site's history and heritage, including new uses for the Grand Trunk building, responding to current needs with forward-looking solutions, creating benefits for the entire community, downtown, and Grand Trunk site, ensuring that buildings and spaces can adapt to changes in both our community and the climate, inspiring and exhilarating. Create a dynamic new place and experience in Stratford. The transformation of the Grand Trunk site will harness the energy of this community to create a new place for all to explore and enjoy by fostering a sense of welcoming and belonging, promoting playfulness, curiosity, and gathering, celebrating and inspiring innovation, culture, and creativity, creating new energy, experiences, and opportunities. Distinct and diverse. Design distinct urban spaces and places. Utilize the site to offer a new and exciting urban environment by incorporating higher density buildings to provide for diverse community needs, such as housing for all ages and abilities. Celebrating the distinct attributes of the Grand Trunk site and its history. Designing outdoor spaces to be enjoyable in all seasons and for all people. Creating transit-friendly development that makes safe spaces for pedestrians and cyclists of all ages. Inclusive and connected. Create a great place to live and support well-being. Within the Grand Trunk site, create new urban housing options that foster community by offering suitable, attainable, and affordable housing options, including amenities for everyday life, such as vibrant public spaces, access to shopping, services, and multiple transportation options. Building safe and inclusive environments that are welcoming to all. Connecting the Grand Trunk site to the downtown and surrounding neighborhoods. Integrated and multifunctional. Create integrated, multi-purpose spaces and places. Optimize this public land with a vibrant mix of uses across the Grand Trunk site, within buildings, and in each phase of development, including residential, commercial, retail, and institutional spaces. Community spaces for recreation, culture, health and wellness, and collaboration. Public spaces that encourage community gathering and celebration. Thrive and vibe. Create cohesive and vibrant spaces. Ensure spaces are vital, vibrant, and active by offering options for living, learning, health, wellness, recreation, and entrepreneurship. Creating spaces that support social connection and intergenerational relationships. Facilitating communal gathering spaces.